The next patient is William Smith, S-M-I-T-H. First name William, number one. Clinical case of a 68-year-old white male that has a history of diabetes mellitus that is controlled with the administration of insulin as well as diet. Comma, the patient has arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and chronic kidney disease that at the present time is 3-8. /A3. The patient has a estimated EGFR of 46 mL per minute. The serum creatinine is 1.6. And the protein creatinine ratio is 317, which is consistent with microproteinuria. It makes it CKD stage 3A /A3, period. The patient is going to be started on Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligrams every day in order to improve a the proteinuria and obtain the cardioprotective effect, especially in this patient that has a history of coronary artery disease. Number two, the patient has anemia. He's taking iron supplementation. The hemoglobin has remained between 10 and 11%. The patient is asymptomatic. Number three, the patient has an elevation of the PTH, the latest determination on September 26th, 2022, the inter-PTH was 162 in the presence of a phosphorus of 3.2 milligrams per cent. This could be related to kidney disease. The patient doesn't have any evidence of hypercalcemia, comma, kidney stones, comma, and we will continue looking for activity for metabolic bone disease. Following number, the patient has a type 2 diabetes that is insulin dependent, has been with a hemoglobin A1C of 6.2, which is acceptable. The patient is trying to follow a plant-based diet. Following number, the patient has a multi-vessel coronary artery disease with a history of 3 stents and 1 angioplasty in 2014 while he was in Wisconsin. Period. The cardiologist is Dr. Joseph, J-O-S-P-H E-F. Joseph is J-O-S-E-P-H. Period. The patient is completely asymptomatic. We advise him to continue with the strict control of the blood pressure, blood sugar, and taking the medications, increase the activity. And as mentioned before, we are going to order the Kerendia through the specialty pharmacy. And we will follow up in 3 weeks to check the potassium, and in 6 months for the regular follow-up.